Tonight, he was able to cure coronary artery disease, heart, kidney failure, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, and obesity. And I'm going to show you the proof that he provides as a result of the diet. So basically, the main ingredients of the diet, basically there was two, basically is rice and fruit. It could be any fruit, but that's basically the diet. You're supposed to get all your 2,000 calories from that diet. And usually it was intended to be a diet for 2 weeks. It was intended for a diet to be for 2 weeks until one day he made a mistake because he had a German accent and he told the patient to do it for 2 weeks to get everything under control. The patient didn't understand. She came in 2 months. So she did the wild diet for 2 months, but when she came, everybody expected her to be malnourished and dead. But actually she was better. She was energetic. She did not have any high blood pressure. Her kidney improved. Her heart shrank. She lost a whole bunch of weight. And they said, wow, we're going to have to do this diet for a longer period of time. So then they started doing it for some cases even up to a year, even up to more. It depends on how fast the person responded. Now, what's interesting is that because many people come from the concept, especially if you're like me, that we come from the islands, and everybody in the islands says, don't eat starch. Starch makes you fat. But over here, he proved the contrary. And I'm going to show you photos of people who had massive obesity and were able to get back to their normal weight by eating white rice. Okay. Now, can the diet be cheaper than that? Now, I'm not saying that you should eat white rice, but if you went to a country and that's all you found, you can still get the person with it. We'll get more in detail about the diet, but basically those are the two ingredients. The main thing is 2 cups of rice. It's 2 cups of uncooked rice, and we're going to get a little more detail later. 2 cups of uncooked rice, you cook them, is equivalent to 1,400 calories. So now you have to get, if you want to complete your 2,000 calories, you got to get at least 600 calories from fruit. Average, a banana, apple, a pear has between 70 to 100 calories. A banana has like 105 calories. An apple has 94 calories. So average that you have to eat at least 7 fruit. If they're one of those big ones, if you're going to put kiwis and little things like that, well, then you probably eat more. But you have to at least have 7 or more fruits. You could compensate with fruit juice. If you needed extra calories, you could compensate with fruit juice. And a little bit of sugar. He permits a lot of sugar, but I'm changing it a little bit. He permits up to 400 calories of sugar. And still, he got the results he got. You know, but I say if you eat enough fruit and your fruit juice and you have your rice, you could get enough calories, and if you need a little extra little sugar with the rice in the morning, honey. Because in the morning, basically, you prepare the rice like in a porridge. Like they have cream of rice and stuff like that. So you cook the rice in fruit juice is the way that he used to do it. You cook the rice in fruit juice, and then on top you put all the fruits, little brown sugar, and that was your breakfast. Okay, so that's basically, so let me give you a little more detail. You see, this is the average diet, the American diet over here. You can see about 300 grams of carbs, 100 grams of protein, which is the average what most people consume, and 100 grams of fat, which brings up to 2,400 calories. The diet that he's proposing for curing these conditions is 565 grams of carbohydrates, so it's mostly starch. It only has 25 grams of protein and 5 grams of fat. That's the other thing. There's no salt included in the diet, so you don't put salt. Remember, he was trying to cure not only high blood pressure, which usually also cure the kidney, cure the heart, get rid of hardening of the artery. So he got rid of all types of fats. Remember, this is not a lifestyle diet. This is a therapeutic diet. I am teaching you a therapeutic diet, not a lifestyle. This is something that the person does until they're completely cured, and then after that, you start adding the veggies, adding this, adding the beans, and whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be, it's a therapeutic diet. So you basically get most of your calories, you're still getting 25 grams of protein. Where is it? Where in the world you're getting, most people ask me, where in the world, that has no protein there, where I'm getting it? Well, rice has at least 8% protein when you're eating rice. So that's basically the balance of the diet. So here's your diet. Basically,
One cup of rice is like 200 grams. We remember about 565 grams. So about one cup of dry rice means uncooked rice. So that's equivalent to 13 grams of protein, which is 8%, 150 grams of carbohydrates, 1 gram of fat, and 700 calories. That's 700 calories. So 2 makes 1,400. If you drink like a cup of fruit juice or something like that, it's 114 calories. Okay, it depends what fruit, what juice you eat, did you use. You could use one or two of those fruit juices. I put two examples. Then a banana has 105 calories, apple has 94, which is, you can round it up to 100. So you basically have to eat, like I said, six or seven fruits per day. If you're hardworking and you need more than 2,000 calories, then you have to eat more fruit, more fruit juice, etc. You can compensate it any way you like. And he permitted up to 400 calories of sugar, which each tablespoon is 48 only, so calculate at least 10 tablespoons of sugar.
Wow.
It's a lot of calories.
You know, yeah, I know, it's a lot of sugar. Anyway, you don't have to do it that way. Just add more fruit, add more fruit juice, etc. You can even make your fresh fruit juice.
One question is, all has to be white rice.
Okay, that's the thing. He used to use white rice, and as a result of that, he used to have to give the patient a multivitamin to make sure they had all their vitamins. I recommend they use brown rice.
Okay.
But in an emergency, like you're in a country where you can't find brown rice, use white rice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I say even if you use brown rice, I would recommend in this diet that a person use a multivitamin to make sure they're not missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a therapeutic diet, they're not getting a balance of everything, but still you could survive for a long time without even showing any signs of deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, nuts are not permitted. Remember, this is a low-fat diet, so fat is almost null here, and salt is basically non-existent here. So it's a therapeutic diet. Actually, I've seen people, just doctors, take a person with congestive heart failure and just take them off salt. That's all. They just take the salt out and they recover drastically just by that alone. So imagine if you do the whole process. Okay, so forget about your avocados and your guacamole. And of course, don't worry, you don't have high blood pressure, brother. So what you gotta do is you take all the avocados and guacamoles, you eat them and your patient does, make them suffer.
That alone will give you high blood pressure.
The stress,
yeah,
huh?
Spanish olive oil.
The olive oil, no oil is permitted. Okay, no salt. That's the diet. Remember, this is a therapeutic diet. I'm not telling you about a lifestyle.
No,
don't go crazy starting to do this diet on your own, because if you don't need it, you don't need it. Don't do it. Don't fix what's not broken. This is for a person who has those severe conditions that you want to cure. And you could actually get to the point of getting them off medication completely. And then you start adding the babies, adding that, add the other goodies and the guacamole.
Amen, amen.
Okay, add a multivitamin because, it's not a balanced diet, and as a result, you might get deficiency. So even though it has never been observed, but it's possible, you want to make sure that the person has a balanced meal. So this is basically telling the story I mentioned. It says a major breakthrough occurred by the accident when Dr. Kettner, a 33-year-old North Carolina woman, had kidney disease, had a swelling in the eye, also the optic nerve, and she didn't follow instructions because she didn't understand what he was saying. So do it for 2 weeks, and she understood 2 months. And actually, you can see the results. She had 190 over 120, and in 2 months, it went to 124 over 84. When he checked her eye, it was completely clear of bleeding and swelling, and he could see like a perfectly normal eye. Now, this is a result that you don't get even with modern medicine. A doctor will see a person with bleeding and the eye all messed up, say, okay, doc, what can I do to reverse it? Even with all the medications that exist today, they'll tell you, there's no way, it's never going to go back. That's what they'll tell you. And he, just with the brown rice, sugar, and juices, was able to reverse it. And not only that, the heart was enlarged and the heart went back to normal size. That's another thing doctors will tell you, no, that's irreversible, it'll never go back to normal. So he actually cured that.
That's good.
So here I give you an example. You can see in this case, the heart, how the heart is a lot bigger, right there, compared to that sign, see 15.2 centimeter, after following the dye for a certain period of time. I think we started in October 7th, and I think he ended up, did the dye for like 105 days. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the heart size went down from 15.2 to 11.9, which is normal size. See the difference? These are actual x-rays. And this is just showing a graph of a person who had the pressure almost 200 over 120-something. And after a period about, he started in August 1945, ended in May 1946, and by that time the pressure was completely normal, completely normalized. And let me tell you, even though they had malignant high blood pressure, there was no medication, so he didn't give them medication. He just kept them on the diet.
That's
kept them on the diet all the time.
Was there any limitation on fluid intake?
Oh, yes. Only 6 glasses of water, but there's no salt. Mm-hmm. You know, usually we drink a lot of water because of the salt content in our diet. But since there's less salt, you only have to drink 6 glasses of water. That's what the diet is. And, you know, if you feel thirsty, whatever, increase it according to needs, you know.
No but matter the weight?
Basically, that's what he gave everybody. The diet was very, very, very low. So I guess you could increase somebody according to their weight, et cetera.
Fruits, too, so, yeah.
Yeah, they had some fruit juice, too, there, too.
But the fruits have juice, so right. You eat it.
Yeah, you're getting, we eat, let's say we drink 8 to 10 glasses of water, you're getting at least 5 glasses of water from your food. Food has, even if it looks dry, it has water in there. Yeah.
Doc.
Hold on.
I think you need to be careful. Mm-hmm. Because I have a brother that's suffering from high blood pressure, about to die. Mm-hmm. And you came here in a providential way. So watch what you're saying. I'm going to let him use his diet.
Yeah, put him there.
And I'm going to hold you accountable for it.
If he dies, it's not my fault. I'm just giving you information, brother.
But I'm saying,
yeah,
that's all you eat for the day, or you eat other things?
That's it.
For the whole day?
The whole day.
And what about night time when night comes? You know, you just first thing in the morning you eat it, and that's it?
The first thing you eat in the morning is some rice cooked like if it was porridge with fruit.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the day you eat rice with fruits. That's basically
at each meal?
Each meal, yeah. For lunch, you eat a little different. It's, in the morning is rice with fruit. Then for lunch, it's a little different. It's fruit with rice. So you have a little variety in the evening. You again eat rice with fruit, yeah. It's a therapeutic diet, brother.
Yeah,
it's to save a person,
yeah.
You know.
What, can I get the thing copy of?
Yeah, you can copy all you want, yeah.
It's in the back.
Okay, now here's cases of people. Oh, yeah, starch makes you fat. Watch out. It's usually not the starch. You eat the tortilla, how much cheese you put in there, and how much meat you put in there, how much grease you put in there, and even how much guacamole you put in there. Because even though guacamole is healthy, it's still fat. So it's not usually the tortilla that makes you fat. It's usually what you put in there, and they always end up saying it's the tortilla. It's not the rice that makes you fat. It's the stuff you put in there and all the oil you use to cook it. So here you have people who follow the diet. Some of them are massive obese. You see, like this lady who was very, very obese. She had 248 pounds, and after fall, she started in January 1969. By the end of the year, November 1969, she was weighing 127.
Wow.
See, she looks like a young little girl there, right there. That's her. And the same thing with the guy over here, 280 pounds. She started in January 1966. By November already, he was weighing 168. So that is a drastic change. So you're not only seeing changes in the organs and the kidneys and the blood pressure and everything, you're seeing actually physical changes in the person.
So that's, is that the only thing you eat every day?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Breakfast, lunch, and
more
lunch?
It's a difficult diet to do, but if you want to get cured.
No, I just want to know that's only
that's
for breakfast
all.
And for lunch.
You could, that's basically it. So, it's very effective. In the study where he did of 106 people who were massively obese, that means they had over 300 pounds, 400 pounds, he said 43 of them came to their normal weights. That's almost half of them. What other program has a success rate so high that brings people back to their normal weights? Very little. Okay, now here's another reversal of coronary artery disease, the same diet. Here you see an artery, you see this artery right there, and then you see over here it starts getting blocked, the blood is not flowing as good. After 32 months of following the diet, look what happens. Completely clean. Completely clean. Completely clean. Here's the, now here we have the eyes. Here we started, the person started in February 1954, he did the diet almost basically 2 years. And he had diabetes too, his diabetes reversed. And look at over here, look how the bleeding had the bleeding, you barely could see the optic nerve. At the end of the 2 years, what happens? Look how clear the optic nerve is, look how clean his eye is, that's perfect vision. While if he was under regular treatment with insulin injections, everything, medication, that person would have been blind completely. Completely blind. And right there you see the person is completely restored. Here we already show you that about the heart, how it got restored after 105 days of following the diet. And finally, electrocardiogram. So we show all the proofs. In electrocardiogram, when you get to the T wave, which is this one over here, it should be like this. It should be going upwards. But in his case, it was going downwards. Mm-hmm. When you have downwards, that means there's not enough circulation going to the heart. Usually it could indicate a person prone to a heart attack, etc. And many times the person who has a heart attack has what they call an inverted T wave. Well, this is the electrocardiogram after following the diet for, I don't remember how long what it was. He started in 1945, December 18, and ended March 22. So basically his pressure initially was 222/148.
Gonna blow up.
Yeah, basically today they would keep him in the hospital. By the time they get it down, you owe at least $20,000.
Yeah.
Over here, you just go buy some rice and some fruits, and you don't owe nobody. And then this was by the end of 1 year. Still, he had his pressure was a little high, but a lot better than before, more tolerable. And by the end, basically of 1946. He had 134/94, which is a big, giant difference from that. And you can see his inverted T wave went back up. So completely normal. And that's it, brother. A very simple program, very simple presentation, but a very important one. Yes, brother.
So would you use this for someone who's just obese, or do they also have to have hypertension?
You could use it with a person as a weight loss program. Yeah, you could use it. If it's severely obese, you could put them on this type of diet until they get close, and then have a variety, you know, add a more balanced ingredients.
Same thing with no salt.
Same thing, yeah. Everything, same.
I was going to ask.
Okay, in regards to diabetes, it's because most people think, oh, it's all that starch going in, making you produce too much insulin and making the pancreas tired, and that's what causes diabetes. No, it's the fat what causes diabetes. The fat surrounds the cells, and it doesn't let the insulin work. So when you put them on this very no diet, no fat diet, all that fat gets dissolved, the insulin starts working, their A1C comes back to normal, even though they're eating a pile of rice, you know. So.
Sorry about that. I was asking the success came from the carbohydrate, the level of carbohydrates.
Well, it's a combination of the carbohydrate,
fruit,
no salt, and no fat.
But the sugar, when you said sugar, what do you mean, like, exactly?
Diabetes. What you mean, oh, the regular sugar?
Yeah. Was it just white sugar?
He used just plain white sugar. I mean, you could do something better. You could use brown sugar, or maybe use something else, but basically, just showing you how stupid simple the diet is, okay? And you could go, anybody can go any part of the world, have their patients do it, and get them better.
Can you use honey instead?
Probably you could, but you probably would stick with brown sugar, maybe, just to be on the safe side. Yeah. Any other questions?
I can see, looking at it from the effects of these, how it would affect body chemistry, I can see the situation that would occur in a body chemistry that would promote this kind of healing. Because the body naturally wants to heal anyway, so all the crud that we put in there that hinder it. So if somebody go on a simple diet, this diet, or fast, or just a simple diet, nature will reverse those conditions.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just a research, a study that was done, so he know this work, this particular thing work.
Yeah.
But many things will do the same thing if it's simple diet.
Yeah, this well, remember the Irish people you lived, survived on many years with potato. The average man ate 40 potatoes a day, the women ate 30, and the child ate 25. And they never developed diabetes or anything, and that's why they, when they, the disease came through the potatoes, a lot of them died of starvation. The macrobiotics, and I bet I'm promoting macrobiotic diet, but the macrobiotic diet had a treatment for cancer just eating brown rice. That's it. And they actually heal people. I had people from Puerto Rico go to, that had thyroid cancer, go just through their diet, and they came back completely healed just by eating brown rice. And actually a medical doctor wrote that he had prostate cancer, and he wrote a book on how he recovered from prostate cancer using the macrobiotic diet. Just eating rice. It's basically the Kempner diet.
Yeah.
But so you could do the same, probably do the similar thing by just eating potatoes, which is starch. But this is basically what this is the foundation of what the McDougall diet is. It's a low fat, low salt, a little bit of sugar, and high vegetable, plant based diet. That's basically what it is. If you don't want to go in a severe diet, you could just follow that same pattern but have a more balanced diet. But if you have a case that is like life-threatening case, severe, that needs to get better fast, this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why then do we have medical doctors just jumping on the keto diet? Of course, which previously was the Atkins diet. Now they're the keto diet, and everybody's staying away from carbs and up high fat and up high protein.
Yeah, it's a fad. It's a fad, and now they're even trying to use ketosis diet to treat cancer. But I like what Dr. Gonzalez, Nicolas Gonzalez, he's not alive now. He's one of those doctors they killed. you know, the naturopathic doctors that they're killing, alternative doctors, well, I don't know if that's a fake thing, but they found a lot of them dead. But the thing is, he died at a young age. Nobody knows why he died. I mean, mm-hmm. The guy who followed a healthy diet and everything, why suddenly a heart attack and died. But anyway, Nicolas Gonzalez said in regards to ketosis diet and cancer, he said that was tried already a long time ago, and it didn't work. But still people are using it now. And it doesn't follow the human body's biology. It doesn't follow it. If you want to know how the body should be, and just go to breast milk. And if you analyze breast milk in a child, it's 80% carbs. It's 80% carbs, and it's mostly sugar. Mm-hmm. Mostly sugar, glucose. And that's how that was fed. So. The ketosis diet really is not a natural. There might be some cases where you could use it therapeutically, but I think 99% of the cases we have our bases met by just following God's way of diet.
Amen.
Yeah.
With that salt,
where
can we have salt?
Because I don't know the myth that says that, you know, sugar feeds cancer, and because the sugar salt thing, I'm still up in the air with that. I'm hearing that sugar, cancer, you know, sugar, we're not supposed to have sugar, diabetes, and now we're saying salt, you know, salt has minerals in it, you know, salt's supposed to help bring minerals, some people say.
We should use some salt a day. I'm just talking about this is a therapeutic diet. This is not a healthy lifestyle diet that you're going to do for the rest of your life. No, this is this is a treatment diet. This is what I mentioned that at the beginning.
Yes.
This is a treatment diet, not something that I recommend you to follow. This is just to treat mainly malignant high blood pressure, cases of diabetes, kidney failure, congestive heart failure, etc., all that stuff. This is the type of diet we're recommending for a short period of time, so depending on how they get better. In regards to a healthy diet, yeah, definitely add vegetables. Sugar content in the diet should be lower. Salt should be moderate. We need some salt, otherwise even herself says it.
And definitely we need more iodine and more magnesium, more a lot of other stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should make a distinction between the type of salt and the type of sugar. Because to cut out salt, it's not really good.
Well, for a therapeutic diet, it's okay. For a natural diet, no, we don't recommend cutting out salt. You should have at least 1 or 2 teaspoons a day. At least 2 teaspoons a day. And if you could get a quality salt, like the Himalayan salt, that has more other minerals in there, that's why it has that pink color, because it's not because they painted pink, it's because of their minerals. And it's not because it was invented by a girl, it's because it has minerals. And even if you do use salt, Himalayan salt, I still recommend supplementing your diet with Himalayan. We don't get enough iodine in our diet. We just don't. We need at least consume what the Japanese consume, and that's 4,000 micrograms. And salt only has, if you consume the 2 teaspoons, 150. So we're not getting closer to that.
So, what is the RDA recommendation on iodine in America?
I think it's 150 micrograms.
And
it's enough. It's just enough to not get a goiter, but it's not enough to stay healthy, prevent cancer, prevent breast disease, prevent a whole gamut of diseases that develop as a result of low iodine.
So there is the Lugol's iodine, 2%.
Mm-hmm. About 2 drops of that has what your body needs.
Which is about what?
About 4,000 micrograms. Which is 4 milligrams, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
For an iodine, yeah. And that's what the Japanese consume. That's what they consume every day, 4,000 micrograms a day. And the Japanese have been atomic bombed, have nuclear plants break down, have radiation up to their toes, up to the top of their hair, and they still have less cancer than us. Wow. How they do it? Well, iodine. Iodine and soy. Second ingredient.
Someone was inquiring about comparison of Celtic salt with the Himalaya salt.
Which is better?
With the Himalayan salt. I think it has, because of the color, I think it has more minerals in there, yeah. But again, it doesn't have enough iodine to stay healthy.
Right.
You need to get your iodine separately. Or just buy a whole pack of those seaweed snacks. Make sure you have a dozen of those a day. Yeah.
A dozen?
One of the problems we're having nationwide is the depletion of the soil.
Mm-hmm. Iodine is lacking in the soil.
It's lacking in the soil big time. And all they treat the plant through is NPK, and that's what they teach.
Yeah, potassium, phosphorus.
So when we eat just what is grown and provided in the store, we remain sickly and suffer premature death. Mm-hmm. Because the soil is lacking, the produce is lacking, and the people who consume them are lacking.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Some people buy kelp by the truckloads and put it in their garden
yes.
to make sure they get enough minerals in there. But make sure you get enough kelp for you, too. You could actually put it on your food and eat it. Any other question? Sister, back there.
I was just wondering, does it actually matter the brand when it comes to the pink salt? Because I've been finding, and I'm not trying to advertise, but at Dollar Tree, they have this Himalayan salt you can get,
mm-hmm.
and it does taste different from your other salt, and it's got all the different little colors, and it's pink, you get all the little...
Who knows if they painted it? I mean, it's food and vitamins and nutrition, they are a business, so people will do anything, so the only way is to investigate the companies, et cetera, because, yeah.
It seems pretty good, I'm just wondering, though.
I don't know, I haven't gone into research to say which one is better from which company, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good to investigate. It's just like herbs. You buy herbs. You can buy red clover in one company, one clover in the other company. This one has only 10%. This one has a lot of it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, a person didn't get cured. Well, he used that junk over there, you know. But mm-hmm. that's the thing, that you need to make sure whatever you use, whether it's food, supplements, herbs, you use a reputable source. That's why in my practice we use... I'm not trying to promote advertise either, but it's just an example. Professional grade products, which are products that are guaranteed to have what the label says. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people tell me, oh, well, this label says has the same as yours. Okay, we'll try it. See if they get better. Oh, and most of the time they end up coming back because they don't get better with the label that says exactly the same thing. And it's because the quality control is
horrible. Remember, there's a business, there's a marketing out there, so you got to watch out. Yes.
I guess I needed my...
Okay. Doctor, since we're going to need a lot of rice for tonight.
What causes low gastric juices, and is there a cure for it?
It depends. If it's sometimes in younger people, it might be temporary, but in some people, there's actually an autoimmune disease that damages the lining of your stomach. Mm-hmm. So you permanently will not produce enough acid, and you won't absorb B12. So those people, they need B12 injections or sublinguals, and always to supplement some acid for their stomach to digest well. So it's going to depend. Yeah. Some people, just they eat too much. Even Adventists, we eat too much. Stomach gets tired. Ever been to those potlucks where everybody has mountain? Wow, well, let me not say anything. I'm sometimes the first one. But yes, we eat too much. The stomach gets tired, you know. Stomach gets tired. After a while of doing it, the stomach will get fatigued, and you develop low gastric juices. And if you just simply, you know, abstain yourself from overeating. Overeating is as bad as eating something bad. Damaging to the body. Yeah, your stomach could restore itself, but that. But if it's the atrophic type, atrophic gastritis, it doesn't restore itself. You have to supplement permanently. System back.
What? No, I'm not done.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because
I have the mic. Oh, okay, you're the king. You're the queen.
What about if you don't eat your meals on time? We are told not to vary our meals 5 minutes. We should eat on our meals on time, which is very hard to do what we need to do.
Yeah.
Does that?
Well, it could vary. It could vary 30 minutes, more or less. Yeah.
But does that contribute? Today I eat lunch 1 o'clock, tomorrow I eat lunch 3 o'clock.
That doesn't contribute to low acid, it contributes to high acid.
High acid, okay.
Yeah, you get gastritis and inflammation in the stomach.
Okay,
yeah.
She had
and
she
gas and bloating and stuff.
I just have a question. what can you do about leaky, leaky gut?
Yeah, leaky gut syndrome is basically what they call intestinal permeability. The intestine, instead of absorbing nutrients, now it's absorbing undigested food, poisons from bacteria that you have in your gut. All this starts going into your blood and causing allergies, autoimmune diseases, migraines, and a whole bunch of things. Yeah. Well, the first thing you got to do is first step is to cleanse. You need to cleanse. Get all the junk out of your digestive tract. Whatever method you do, I'm not going to specify how to do it. Everybody has a different book. So Peter has a way of doing it. I have a way of doing it. I don't know who else around here has another way of doing it. So just get it cleansed. I don't care if you use Roto-Rooter or whatever. Just get it cleansed. You get it cleansed first. Then after you cleanse, you then heal. How you heal? You heal the gut with glutamine, with cabbage juice, with slippery elm, licorice, anything that is aloe vera gel, any of that stuff that goes inside and soothes. It has a healing effect. You do the healing. Then after the healing, you do restore. And restore is to put back the good bacteria back in there. You put the lactobacillus. Try to get a probiotic that has at least 6 or 7 species of bacteria in there. And it is alive and it's refrigerated. Don't ever buy it from a shelf. And otherwise it's dead. Even though some company says it's still good and maybe some people still feel benefits, I feel safer if you use it refrigerated. And then you just do that, not for a day or two. You should do it like for 3 or 4 months. Keep on putting the good bacteria in there. And of course, you maintain, which is the last step, and that means you follow adequate diet so you don't keep on damaging. But you could heal the gut in less than a week. You could heal the gut in less than a week, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Sister in the back had a question. She disappeared. She fainted. Okay. Oh, there she goes. Oh, okay. Okay, well, I guess we're done. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. We got through both presentations. Some good timing. Amen. All questions answered. Praise God.
Will he allow us to get the flash drive?
Yeah. I'll convert it into PDF and I'll give it.
Okay, I have my flash drive.
Okay, great. All right. this thing in and close off. It's good to be equipped with different health research and material that we can glean from to be more effective in helping God's people in our world. Alright? So what should we sing to conclude as we have a board meeting after Sabbath? Alright.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Oh.
Alright, you want to come and sing the wondrous love of Jesus?
I would love to, but I don't want to cough in the mic.
Okay, Sister Melissa.
What's
the number?
Maybe 633.
Thank you very much, Dr. Cruz. It's always been a blessing. And we try to do this the first Sabbath of the month. So, you know the schedule.
Not 633.
Hello, copy from you.
When we all get to heaven?
Okay, let us stand.
What number?
633.
Oh, of course. Thus far,
for the instructions in studying of the scriptures, as well as in remedying the defects, counteracting the disease processes of our days. We thank you, Father. We pray that as we go forward and think about these things and meditate upon them, that we will have answers to give to those in our community. That way we might be a help to them. Bless us, dear Father, as we continue to walk in your presence. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Out nice and quietly. And I guess you want to stay in prayer some more.